I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm really interested in cause and effect, and as I noted at the outset of my remarks and my ability to predict the future, working on that. But because I'm sort of paid to predict things, I try and think a lot about, you know, what connects certain outcomes that I should have seen before they occurred.
And he failed to see that one coming, didn't he? Tucker Carlson speaking last weekend, looking into the future. He did not see what happened yesterday, being cut by Fox. This is April 25, 2023. Now, Tucker Carlson was making those remarks last weekend in front of the 50th anniversary of the Heritage Foundation. So far, no public comment from Tucker. Nothing from Fox other than, we wish Tucker the best, blah, blah, blah. You've seen that kind of statement before. They just cut their number one host, pulling in 3 million viewers a night, and he's out. Some speculate as part of the Dominion lawsuit settlement, the $1.6 billion that was settled for half. Apparently no demand for an apology or retraction, but maybe deep inside the settlement, we want the money and we want Tucker's head and the head of maybe others. We don't know. We haven't seen it. Now, while losing Tucker is costing the network premium subscribers and possible potential ad revenue, Bill O'Reilly, who had that spot before Tucker Carlson came along, replacing Bill O'Reilly, O'Reilly suggested it is not just the Dominion lawsuit.
The board of directors said, we got to start cleaning this up. So Dan Bongino was the first domino to fall, even though he wasn't involved with the Dominion thing. They couldn't get to a contract settlement with him. He's gone. And then Carlson, because of the impending litigation, was harpooned this morning. Carlson didn't know. That's the nature of television news, the most wicked industry in the United States of America. It was get out ahead of these lawsuits because we're going to lose them and we're going to get hammered and it's never going to stop, so we'll start the purge. So this is bad for Fox News. There's nothing good about this.
Yeah, nothing good, and yet it's done. And certainly the political world was shaken after Fox announced its parting ways with the primetime host, Tucker Carlson. Everyone's wondering, what's he going to do? Some are saying, well, maybe he'll start his own podcast, his own network, and if others from Fox are cut loose, maybe together they would do that. Maybe he'll run for political office. Is that another possibility for Tucker Carlson? His program, last program, was Friday, April the 21st. And now what they're doing is rotating various Fox personalities until a new host is named. Megyn Kelly, formerly with Fox News, among the first to publicly comment on Carlson's departure, she said, good for Tucker. Trust me, he doesn't need them. Them being Fox News. I think she's right. And the chair of the Republican Party of Florida suggests Carlson launch his own network immediately, deeming him, and I quote, the single most important and effective voice in news. Let the pro-freedom champions rally and join him on the network. That might well happen. And then, of course, I'm also looking at a quote from former Arizona gubernatorial candidate for the GOP, Carrie Lake. She said, the best decision I ever made was leaving Fox. Good for you, Tucker Carlson. You're free and uncensored. Well, Fox has basically said nothing other than we wish him well. Charlie Kirk added his remarks. The left's celebrations might be a bit premature. The left is celebrating because they think that Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News eliminate his voice. Wrong. And to that, I would agree. Oh, we do have other news I should get to for you. Joe Biden announcing, I had to yawn because I'm sure they had to wake him up to announce, at least it sounded as if they had to wake him up to make this announcement.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent.
Not a time to be complacent. And that guy is going to be able to run for 2 years and show some vitality? I don't think so. I don't think so. But that's their plan at this time. And by the way, the only other declared Democrat candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, son of Senator Robert Kennedy, nephew of JFK, issued a statement. I've known and liked Joe Biden for many years, but we differ profoundly on fundamental issues such as corporate influence in government, censorship, civil liberties, poverty, corruption, war, and other things. But I look forward to engaging him in debates. You think that's going to happen? Really? Well, at least he's pushing on issues, not character and lack of ability. Coming up, we're going to have more regarding Tucker Carlson in speaking at the Heritage Foundation. Several things he said when taking in the context of the most recent developments are interesting, to say the least. And then there's another news outlet speaking out, condemning Fox for dropping Tucker. I've got the CEO and founder of that news outlet coming up. Lock and load, ready on the right. You want new windows for your home or business, but can you afford them? Yes, and I know you will get quality from Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250 and say windows. Renewal by Anderson can help you with designs, hardware, more color options, and competitors. And Renewal listens to your desires, working within your budget. Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250 and then say windows. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, allenoutdoorsolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800. 647-4800.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My guest joining us is Sam Anthony, CEO, founder of Your News Media Group. Sam, glad to have you on board.
Hey, thank you for having me, Larry. Appreciate it.
Take a moment to tell us exactly what Your News Media Group is. You're not a publication. You're not on a network. You basically are in the cloud on the internet.
We're on the internet. We're an online daily newspaper, like any daily, like the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times. So it looks like that. But the difference is we're nationwide by zip code. So we operate 20,000 cities. So there's one city called Chicago, but Chicago may have 100 zip codes. And the purpose of the zip codes is really for advertising. So we can serve an ad as granular as one zip code or as broad as nationwide. And then we have our platform allows the public to interact and to post their own news, views, opinions, and classifieds. And essentially, we put the power of the press in the hands of the people. And then we have a pay model for news reporters, because I don't know if you know this, Larry, but there's almost 500,000 journalists that are out of work on LinkedIn that are looking for work. And we have a monetization model that's very similar to how YouTube works.
Okay.
And then we have a pay model for content creators like yourself.
Okay.
So like
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Since you said myself, you hooked me. I was getting ready to say, I want to move. You hooked me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, in your case, like we have, like this year, we've had almost 2 million readers. Okay, go through almost 40 million pages, and so a lot of the audience we have is conservative audience, and they're basically people who left mainstream media because they don't believe them anymore.
That's where I want to go. That's where I want to go. You would consider you're a conservative medium, but you take comments, obviously, an open platform, unless you're screening or stopping them. Let's begin with your response on the Tucker Carlson departure. And I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he surpassed Hannity this last April 2020. I mean, a couple plus years ago, averaging, you know, almost 3 to 4 million viewers a night. And then Fox says, you're still a liability to us.
Right. Okay, so I think they just shot themselves in the foot. Now, I have been talking to people about this today, and I'm talking about people that kind of know, you know, either Hannity or they're in the know with some of the people at Fox. And, you know, this was because of the narrative that he's been pushing, and basically he's telling the truth. And this goes along with, you know, everything that we, you know, that we're out to try and, you know, get the truth out to the general public. I mean, it's the same as you, Larry, right? I mean, you're all about putting the truth out.
Well, I served decades as a news anchor where no one knew my politics, but now, of course, I do I still have a basic fabric to present both sides, but I do present opinion. Now, so that extent, I always make sure the audience understands. You can question me, you can take a look at the background, but I try to make a balance. So when I do something, I may have a slant on it, but I try to make it clear and evident. You've admitted already that you're primarily conservative leaning. So from the audience and response you've seen from some of your folks already that are responding, what are you actually witnessing?
Well, you know, this all comes down to just in my opinion. This is an opinion, just a bad business decision from Fox. I mean, you know, this guy's the draw, right? He has 3.5 million people a night tuning into a show. And I'm sure they get a lot of advertising revenue from this, and they just got rid of him. I mean, you know, and somebody told me their market cap dropped $1 billion yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that same thing, yeah.
I mean, you know, you got rid of this star stallion, I guess you could say. So, you know, how this is going to play out, I don't know. What I do know, Larry, is at the end of the day, you know, they don't call it legacy media for a reason. They call it legacy media for a reason. All of the, you know, it doesn't matter if it's newspapers. I mean, eventually we all know newspapers are going away. There's still a demand for news. It's just how people consume it has changed. But radio and TV are going to have serious problems in the future, too. And it's not because of me, okay, and it's not because of you. But it's because the younger generation doesn't watch our TV. They don't listen to radio. They get everything on demand. I mean, that's why you get guys like Joe Rogan and have 11 million million viewers an episode.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I was given by management here yesterday a survey that we'd taken part in, so we get the results of it, and it was looking at millennials and baby boomers, and baby boomers probably, you know, up to about born before 67. I mean, that was somewhere maybe where they're split. Everything else, so that'd be considered millennial. And then there are numerous divisions. But inside there, yeah, there was evidence that there was a lot. And I get it. Folks are saying, so you got a podcast? No, I have a radio program. But then we turn it into a podcast. So they're going every source and every route. And I understand that, be it on your phone, you're on the move. And you have certain sites you want to follow, and it pops up a warning and notice for you. When this thing happened yesterday, a lot of, I mean, Twitter and everything else went blowing up. I mean, Tucker Carlson had signed off Friday night saying, see you Monday. Nope. And, of course, then the Don Lemon drop happened.
Right. No, it was definitely a shocker because nobody ever saw it coming, right? I mean, but, there's nothing anybody could do about it. Now, the next step is, what is Tucker going to do? You know, and I talked to somebody about an hour ago, and they said that he's going out on his own and starting his own.
Is this someone you can identify, at least in a general term?
Well, I guess I could say his name. It doesn't matter. His name's Kent Emmett. He's a friend of mine. He called me earlier today.
What's his knowledge and background?
He's a media guy. He's owned a bunch of radio stations in the past. And he's an old media guy, and he kind of happens to know a lot of these people. So he was just kind of giving me the scoop as what he's been hearing.
And again, it's and I just want to clarify, it's a report of a report of a report type. Could be classified as rumor, but there have been speculation on that line that he might just form his own podcast like Joe Rogan and monetize that. Or it's even been suggested by Chris Arps, one of the hosts on this program who often appears on Newsmax, that maybe Newsmax could use a Sunday morning program, which they don't have like the others, and that maybe he could just do that program. It's a matter of can they compensate and the money.
Right. That's the whole thing. Yeah, who could afford it?
But I'm looking at the subscription in addition. Those who were subscribing for premium content from Fox have been dropping like flies because of the Tucker Carlson.
That's why I said, I mean, this is business suicide. I don't understand the math behind it. I mean, if you're running a company, the last thing you want to do is do something to hurt your business, right? This guy is the draw. So what's going to happen? Wherever he goes, he's going to bring followers with him.
Well, let me get your response to remarks by Bill O'Reilly that he appeared on News Nation with Chris Cuomo and saying, the board of directors wants to stop the bleeding. They've lost this Dominion suit. They paid it off, basically. They didn't lose it. They got more suits lining up. They know some of the stockholders may be filing fiduciary suits against the stockholders for paying out Dominion, and then others will be suing them for cutting Tucker Carlson. They're going to get it from all sides. I mean, they better circle the wagons because shots are going to come from every direction.
It's just poor business, Larry. I mean, I didn't hear the lawsuits, that were coming. I didn't hear what Bill O'Reilly had to say. But it all comes down to, this company, I guess, is being mismanaged. I mean, this is, you don't take your number one star and get rid of him. I mean, it's not like he really did anything that would cause him to be fired. He was putting out his opinion, right?
Well, there was the email, and two things there that we can tie on to. One is that an email text apparently sent between him and Sean Hannity, maybe Laura Ingraham or others, and saying, I hate Trump. So they're thinking if Trump is a candidate, which he is, how can they possibly be having someone like him on and hold on to the Fox core audience, which a lot of them do associate with Trump, and still continue that it would die anyway? Your thought?
I don't have the answer for that. I heard of the email, and I'm surprised he would say that simply because I thought he was a Trump supporter.
Right. And accordingly, apparently behind the curtain, he was saying he hates him.
What's the upside to that?
There is no upside for it becoming public. That's the key. It would be the fact that they were going to put him apparently first on the stand, and that was one of the things they're going to hit him with right away. And he's not going to perjure himself. He's going to have to admit it. And they've got the evidence there in front of them.
And then what's his alternative, right? I mean, so I don't have the answer to that one, Larry. I'm kind of blown away at it myself because I thought he was a big supporter of Donald Trump.
Well, the other thing is that behind the scenes, even some of the emails suggest, and I'm using a broad stroke here, that Sean Hannity and others, Tucker Carlson, maybe Ingraham, maybe Bartiromo, they also questioned the whole theory that Dominion had rigged the suit and were thinking Sidney Powell was off a rocker anyway. In other words, there are a lot of things behind the scenes that were also going to be a viable defense for Dominion and damaging to Fox.
Well, so you, what you're saying is you think this was a strategic move on Fox to get rid of him to kind of make the damages less?
Yeah, that's what some are saying, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't have all the inside scoop as to what's going on, but if that's the case, I mean, maybe they're doing some kind of damage control and cleanup to make sure that the damages aren't as big as they could be. That, I mean, that's always a possibility.
Yeah, it is. You start, in fact, sometimes you start, like we're fighting a wildfire, sometimes you start a break fire farther up the canyon so it won't jump to the next area.
There you go. I guess this is all going to play out. We're going to watch it play out live, right? So we're going to find out more details as the time goes on.
But as far as the loss for the audience, what do you think? Tucker Carlson voice, let me put it that way.
Well, as far as the audience loss is concerned, I just think it speeds up the process. Like I told you before, I'm of the opinion they call it legacy media for a reason. I mean, eventually it's going to be replaced with something else, right? I mean, the person that had the Telegraph never thought in a million years that something would replace that. And the guy who had the horse and buggy never thought in a million years somebody would replace that. But there's always something that replaces something else, Larry, you know?
Yeah, but so, except for dinosaurs like me, we're not going anywhere. But
well, you know, look, I mean, but you're already doing it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Well, okay, we're done with this interview. Sam, I appreciate your insight. I really do, despite your remark there at the last. Anyway, Sam, I appreciate very much. Co-founder of Your News Media Group, and you can certainly search online for Your News Media Group, learn more about it, and add some of your comments. Sam, again, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
You bet. I will have a good day once I begin to decide. Did he just assault me? It's all in good fun. Listen, you cannot hurt me. I can catch arrows. I can even catch bullets. I don't even whimper. I just don't care. It's hard to find a car you like, but here's an easier way. AckermanToyota.com. In a flash, you're going to see new and pre-owned. You can quickly select which model you want, price, colors, options, get details on financing, lifetime oil changes, lifetime engine warranty. Just click AckermanToyota.com. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota. At Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Ah, that's perfect. Hit the road, Tucker. Hit the road, Jack. That's what Fox News basically told Tucker Carlson. And we don't know yet what Tucker Carlson's going to do. But the New York Times, quick to jump in, headline in their opinion column, canceled. And talking about how network leaders and contributors were complaining and some had quit because Tucker Carlson had misleading coverage of the January 6 attacks in which he depicted rioters as mostly peaceful onlookers. Well, now, just stop for a second. The video you saw showed hundreds and hundreds, thousands around and in various stages of the Capitol. So most of them were peaceful. They weren't waving anything. They weren't throwing anything. They weren't assaulting police. So mostly were peaceful. But the left will not accept that narrative. It doesn't fit what we want to do. And I know they're celebrating. We got another scalp. We got Tucker Carlson. Do you? Do you? And, of course, Dominion Voting Systems and their lawsuit against Fox, which we discussed earlier in the hour, might be part of the story as to what's happened. That and other lawsuits yet to come, as described by Bill O'Reilly earlier in the hour. And keep in mind, Tucker Carlson took over the spot that had been occupied by Bill O'Reilly. And here's where the New York Times jumps into full frontal. They say Carlson tapped into white viewers' fears over the country's changing racial demographics, which fueled Donald Trump's rise in the 2016 election. He would regularly focus on the notion of the Great Replacement, a racist conspiracy theory that claims elites are importing supposedly obedient immigrants to disempower native-born Americans. In 2018, Carlson did state, according to its quote here, that immigrants were, quote, making America poorer and dirtier. Those were his words. As far as the view of tapping into white viewers' fears over the changing racial demographics, and that was fueling Donald Trump's rise, I don't buy that. And I ask how you would explain the increase that Trump got in black and brown voters in 2016. But again, that's the New York Times. Would you expect anything less? There's no doubt he could be divisive. And there's also no doubt that on one hand, Tucker Carlson was saying one thing to his audience while on air, and apparently according to some of the texts and emails that Dominion had they were going to use in their lawsuit, he was saying something different to his colleagues at Fox, including, I hate Donald Trump. That would not sit well with Trump supporters who thought Tucker Carlson was in with the band, when apparently he wasn't. I've got a piece here in front of me by Freddie Gray, writing for The Spectator. And he said, the irony is that unlike other voices on Fox, Carlson never actually went all in on the crazier conspiracy theories about election rigging in 2020. But media titans tend not to care too much about who was right and wrong when their empires are suffering. Now, that's true. And he continues writing that Carlson is maybe despised by other media because he believes in his catchphrase, being the sworn enemy of lying, pomposity, smugness, and groupthink. So they're saying maybe he not only had that view, but he's also a traitor. A lot of this is going to shake out over time. And exactly what Tucker Carlson decides to do, and if there are more heads to fall at Fox, will yet to be seen. As they say, the story will continue with another chapter. There's another issue, though, I want to put in front of you. This is not that old, it's new, it just hasn't been expressed, as Bill Maher, who's the HBO host, did just recently.
Most of the shootings are young black men killing other young black men. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Much more than what the cops do. Why doesn't anybody talk about that? Well, I mean, why aren't there, 100 giant black celebrities who would have the respect of those people saying, what are you doing to yourselves? Why are you killing each other?
This I mean, is no I just... way to live. This dishonors our community. Come on. We're better than this.
Right. I feel like it's never addressed.
That is HBO host Bill Maher raising the question that many believe should be asked, but they're too afraid to ask because it makes it sound like you're racist. But it's a fact. His question, the devastating crime that's gripped a lot of cities, including Chicago, with tragic endings, normally fall on the backs and the families of minorities. It either happens in their neighborhood, where they're not having enough police patrol because of the defund police movement, or it happens because they're involved in some activity that's going to invite some kind of violence. But Bill Maher, when he raised that question, he said, most of the shootings are young black men killing other young black men. Is that not correct? And the answer you heard was from Brown University economist Glenn Lowry, who's a black man. Yeah, that's correct. So Maher repeated, okay, much more than the cops do. Why doesn't anybody talk about that? Why aren't there, 100 giant black celebrities who would have the respect of those people who say, what are you doing yourselves? What are you doing? Why are you killing each other? And he says, I feel it's never been addressed. Bill Maher is not just talking about Chicago, but of course that's a good starting point. And there's another issue he raised that is also paramount, and it might have a lot to do with maybe reducing some of the violence. And talking about that the mayor-elect needs to come out and talk about the contemptible behavior, but aside from that, he's also talking about the education rate. He points out that the numbers show him that too many young people can barely read. And then maybe that's where we need to start and begin to change things. I agree with that. I agree with it because education does help change lives. If then you not only help them get the job and then help them get through the tougher spots. Some folks are made for college, some aren't. But at the same time, basic reading skills and basic comprehension, math skills, everyone should have that. They're going to have, as one of his hosts said, the Brown University economist said, we're going to have Democrats, like the new Chicago mayor-elect, they've got to speak more forcefully about getting crime under control. They're going to need voters to support it. Do it, and do it now.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Those of us who are in our mid-50s are caught in the past in the way that we think about this. One side's like, no, I've got this idea, and we've got this idea, and let's have a debate about our ideas. They don't want a debate. Those ideas won't produce outcomes that any rational person would want under any circumstances. Those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us. It's just so obvious. It's completely obvious. And I think two things. One, we should say that and stop engaging in these totally fraudulent debates where we are using the terms that we used in 1991 when I started at Heritage as if maybe, I could just win the debate if I marshaled more facts. I've tried that. Doesn't work. And two, maybe we should all take just like 10 minutes a day to say a prayer about it. I'm serious. Like, why not? And I'm saying that to you, not as some kind of evangelist. I'm literally saying that to you as an Episcopalian. The Samaritans of our time. I'm coming to you from the most humble and lowly theological position you can. I'm literally an Episcopalian, okay? And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future, and I hope you will.
Tucker Carlson, in part of his address last weekend at the 50th anniversary of the Heritage Foundation. And prior to reaching that point, he talked about all the forces that were battling in our nation with each other, LGBTQ, abortion, putting all this stuff in front of children when it's age inappropriate. He said, what is that accomplishing? What is the goal? Destroying America? If that's what you're trying to do, then I guess you'll succeed. But he says, maybe we need prayer. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.